Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ray Haga joins us from the Reno Gazette Journal. He's retiring, but not from everything. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Cecilia Colling, Mylon Hawkins, and Steve Robinson. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got more news about Ray coming up in a little bit here. But for the moment, he's the political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. And you wrote a fabulous piece on what's going on in the assembly races that are up and coming and how things could potentially change dramatically in favor of the Democrats. Lay out what you wrote and also what struck you about the people that are in these races.
Okay, well, first off, what it is that, you know, the Democrats are trying to retake the majority in the Nevada Assembly, which they've held traditionally almost forever, except 95 when they both sides had 21 representatives. They're focusing their attention on 9 races in the Las Vegas Henderson area, and these 9 races all have to do with first-year Republican lawmakers who were swept into office with the big GOP surge in 2014. Now, in all of these races, the Democrats hold the voter registration advantage. But Republicans think that's misleading because a lot of these districts, while they might have a Democratic majority, they have a lot of independent voters too, and they tend to vote more conservatively. The Republicans, to hold on to the majority, they figure they can lose 3 seats and they would have the majority 22-20. Now, they're going to lose 3 seats, Sam, because three of the districts are so overwhelmingly Democratic that the Democrats are going to win, especially if there's a large group of voters that come out for the presidential election next year. The Democrats, they think they can get the majority in the assembly to 26-16 if they take all these spots. And they also have their eyes on some other spots that they wouldn't tell me about. Their hope is to get to 28 members.
That's in the magic number.
Yeah, the magic number, because that would be 2/3. They don't need any Republicans to vote for raising taxes, or they have, and they'll also have enough votes to override any veto from Governor Sandoval.
Now, how's it looking on the Senate side?
The Senate, you know, it comes down, I think it comes down to the district that was represented by Mark Liparelli in Clark County. He's not going to run. Victoria Seaman has already said she is going to run. I don't know if she is going to win. Debbie Smith, State Senator Debbie Smith, told me on Friday that the Democrats have a very, very good candidate. She called him or she a superstar, but because it's not finalized, they won't give me that name. But it's just one seat needs to flip, because it's right now the Republicans hold the advantage 12 to 11.
What did you think the Democrats were feeling about Heather Murin saying she's not going to be in the race? The wife of Jim Murin, the head of MGM, was going to be the Democratic candidate in CD3. The Democrats were hoping. Senator Reid had nothing but praise for her. Boom, she's out.
Well, I think any Democrat that looks at CD3 looks at it and says, this is going to be a very, very tough race. Just like some of those assembly districts in the South, CD3, it looks kind of even, but it really votes conservatively. So I don't think the Democrats, no matter what Harry Reid has to say, is going to get a good, viable candidate in there.
What's interesting about the presidential campaign is that it has turned into a total reality show, and I think everybody accepts that. The viewing numbers for the debates are phenomenal. I've joked many times on the program that I'm surprised that Verizon or AT&T isn't charging a buck to vote right after the debate, so we know who actually won according to the public, who's paying their 99 cents or whatever.
That's a good idea.
I know. I keep putting it out there, and nobody's offering to take me up on it. But do you think that with this level of interest, and if it continues at this level of interest, where you've got 23, 24 million people watching these debates, is this going to get people's butts out of their chairs and heading down to the polling places, not just for the general, but for the primaries as well?
I don't know about the primaries, because in Nevada we have a caucus system, and a lot of people are not happy with that. Of course, the Republicans tried to change that in the legislature and go to a primary system, but they missed that by just one vote or a couple of votes. Overall, I see a huge turnout for the 2016 general election because, besides, presidential races always get a big crowd, but also on the Democratic side, you're going to have a ballot question about the legalization of marijuana. That's going to bring out a lot of people, and
perhaps a lot of young people.
Yes,
who might not normally vote.
Right. And also on the Republican side, you have a ballot question about guns, so that will bring out a lot of conservative people. So I think this is 2016 going to be a Lollapalooza of political elections.
Do you also think that on the Republican side, that the number of independents is reflective of the fact that what used to be the Libertarian Party has taken over quite a swath of the Republican Party, and mainstream Republicans are going, I'm out. I'm independent now.
That might be, but those mainstream Republicans who maybe left the party, they're going to vote for most of them are going to vote for the Republican candidate, no matter who it is. Our nation is going to be divided either red or blue, and there's no getting around that.
Back with Ray Hager right after this.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
My name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ray Hager. He's the chief political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. But not for much longer, sir. After a 40-year career, you are stepping down and retiring from the Reno Gazette Journal. I'm happy to say not from Nevada Newsmakers. But let's go back to the beginning. What made you want to be a reporter in the first place?
I started out enjoying sports. When I was a kid, I played football and threw the shot put in high school. So I was really into sports, and I wanted to be a sports journalist. And Sam, as you know, I was in the sports department for the first 25 years of my career. And then on the advice of Raleigh Melton, he told me I should expand my career and get out of sports. And I took him up on that advice and spent the last 15 years covering politics and education and gaming, which has really been quite a ride.
And you know, what's interesting is sports is a wonderful base for covering everything else, because you deal with statistics, you deal with personalities, you deal with history, and those are all the bases that you want to use when you cover other things, correct?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was so happy to see taxes as such a big deal in the legislature when I first started, because figuring out taxes, the percentages, was very easy. What's really hard to figure out is late in the baseball season, when you try to figure out the games behind on the baseball standings, and that math is much more complicated than what you see in the legislature. So I was real happy to see stats and things like that. Plus, there's so much of the language in sports carries over to politics, because everybody says it's a game, and when you talk about things people don't understand, that's inside baseball and things like that. You've heard candidates saying we got to punch it over for the score and things like that. So there is a parallel that creeps into my writing too.
Okay, so in a 40-year career, the most impressive person you've ever gotten to interview?
Probably Jimmy Carter.
Interesting.
Yeah, now he wasn't a great president, but he was an awesome former president. And his son ran for U.S. Senate, I think, in 2006.
Against John Ensign, right?
Yes, and his son was campaigning in Fallon. And I drove out there, and I got there early, and it was just an old beat-up bar. But in the back room sat Jimmy Carter. And they said, hey, well, you got time. You can talk to him for 30 minutes. And it was, I never ran out of questions. And he was a very gracious man.
Yeah, I got to interview him as well at Circus in Reno on that same tour. And it was phenomenal, because I've interviewed a lot of governors and candidates, et cetera. Including Senator Reid, who has a tremendous security. Nothing like that surrounded President Carter at that hotel. I mean, they had the bomb squad down there located. They had sniffing dogs going through the rooms. I mean, it was amazing. But he was charming and gracious. And we actually got into a dispute where he came up with a statistic and I knew it was wrong. And we went back and forth three times. And I finally said, you know what? You're a former president. I'm going to give you a buy on this. So another sports term right there.
You know who was also a very good interview, who I respected a lot, is the late and great Bill Raggio. And I think of Senator Raggio more and more, because We could really use him right now in northern Nevada. And I also think of Chris Ault, who I interviewed many times when I was in the sports department. And there's another guy.
For the folks in Southern Nevada, a legendary football coach.
Yes, I'm sure they know. But I'm sure the people in Las Vegas know Chris Ault. And anyway, we miss him up here. Of course, he's coaching in Italy now, so and enjoying the good food over there.
You know, the interesting thing about Bill Raggio, I was fortunate enough to get to go to lunch with him and have private conversations with him prior to sessions. And he would always give me the pragmatic answers of how things were going to be resolved as long as I kept my mouth shut. And it was always awesome to watch how the whole process worked and it ended up coming to the pragmatic solution that he had in the first place.
All right. Well, he was the puppet master of the legislature, and we called him the shadow governor, and in some cases he was more powerful than the governor. And I don't think you're ever going to see that in the legislature again, as a Senate majority leader being more powerful than the governor. But he was there. Of course, he's it's not that way anymore.
As you look at it, and we've got about a minute and a half left. What has term limits done?
Well, it's given us sometimes some inept lawmakers. By the time they learn what they're doing, they're off running for, you know, they start in the assembly, then they're off running for the state senate. And we've lost a lot of the real strong people in the legislature. You know, before, the legislature and the executive branch of the government were somewhat equal, but now the executive branch just overwhelms the legislative branch, because we have a very strong governor in Brian Sandoval, but part of his strength is because he deals with a weaker legislature, because you don't have these icons of politics in there like Senator Raggio anymore or Joe Dini because of term limits.
Well, Ray, congratulations on 40 years so far. You're ending your career with the Reno Gazette Journal, but folks are going to be really pleased to hear a lot of the things that are going to be coming up for you after you've taken a couple of months off.
Right. Congratulations. I got 3 weeks to go, Sam.
Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
At CCNN, we help people find a purpose, the place to start their life. And in the process, we help people just like you discover who they can become. Since 1984, CCNN has been successfully educating students for careers in a variety of fields. And in the process, we help people just like you discover who they can become in fields like pharmacy tech and medical assisting.
Contact CCNN today at 775-583-4696 or visit learnccnn.com.
Summer sizzles with all new promotions at the Eldorado. Get your share of $200,000 monthly giveaways. On Wild Wednesdays, get twice the free play and earn 20 points for a free buffet. Lucky Draw Thursdays has a $3,000 blackjack tournament and 3x free play. Earn 4x free play every Friday, and there's a $3,000 slot tournament. Speed into Super Saturdays with $5,000 NASCAR races, and kick it into Overdrive Sundays with $3,000 NASCAR races. The Eldorado. It all adds up.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And I'm back on Nevada News Makes. We have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Mylon Hawkins is here, Vice President of Interface Computer Associates. Steve Robinson is Senior Advisor for R&R Partners. And Cecilia Colling, making her first appearance on the program, is Chair of the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you all here. We're taping this the morning after the big debate. Your initial thoughts, Mylon?
I thought it was a very good debate. I thought it was a conversation among grown-ups, Sam, and that they covered a lot of territory. So that's my thoughts about overall debate, with good questions and a good moderator.
Okay, Steve?
It made my hair hurt.
Because?
Well, from Sheryl Crow's rendition of the national anthem, which was one of the worst I've ever heard, to really truly being astonished at how left-wing the Democratic Party has become. Unanimity there, you know, from Second Amendment to immigration. They're really very close together, with the possible exception of Jim Webb, of course, is a former Republican. But, you know, with all the squabbling in my party, to see these guys and Mrs. Clinton up there and agree on almost everything, was astonishing to me at how far they had come.
Okay, your initial thoughts, Cecilia, and you maybe want to respond to some of these points.
Well, I think it's really a sign of the times that folks are really looking at the differences in our society, the inequities in our society, and they're really interested in change. And I think that's what all of the candidates were talking about. I think they were mature in their approach. They didn't attack any interest group. They're very interested in moving our country forward and not having a lot of people out of jobs and, you know, being discriminated against for this reason or that reason.
Okay, so let me open this up a little bit. You know, there was a lot of discussion about a lot of issues, which was good. But for the general public who are watching the debate, what do you think their response was? Because I don't think they're all scrambling to Google Glass-Steagall.
No. And I think there were certain portions of the debate that may have gone over a lot of people's heads. But on the other hand, it behooves us to have an educated democratic republic and not be talking like huge abortion and Planned Parenthood. This debate kicked it up a notch, and I think that a lot of people who watched it came away with a lot of thoughts about many, many different things.
You know, really, as I watched the debate, it seemed to me that I had no idea why three of the candidates were on the stage. There really only needed to be two candidates there. You know, on this program, we try to ask that people get at least 5% in a respected poll to qualify to be in our debates. Some of these candidates were getting 1% or less. Lincoln Chafee just looked completely disoriented.
Yeah.
Your thoughts about whether there should have been that many people on the stage even? Yeah.
Well, of course, the Republicans aren't any better. I mean, we've got more up there than the Democrats.
I'll get to that after the next Republican debate.
No, it's true. But, you know, O'Malley, who I was surprised did not come off well, because I've seen him in action as mayor of Baltimore and as governor, and I thought he would be much better than he has been. But you're right. There's two candidates. You know, I think, although everybody's saying that Hillary won, I think Bernie played to his base, played to that left-wing Democrat base, and did quite well with that group.
I couldn't agree more. But in the end, I think Hillary Clinton looked presidential. From her presentation, physically, her clothing, her style, and the way she responded to everything, she reminded me of Angela Merkel.
Well, I agree. In my position, I'm not going to discuss which one did a better job, because I'm supposed to be neutral at this stage. I think more than one person acted presidential. And there were some that were struggling up there. But our philosophy is that if you are willing to put your neck out and run for president, you ought to have the opportunity for people to see what you're all about.
Okay, but at the same time, I mean, there's got to be a limit to But like you say, Steve, the Republicans have not put a limit on, so
right.
Why should the Democrats?
And I think, well,
but hang on, can I ask you about,
sure.
I thought Bernie Sanders took away the whole email message thing.
He did.
I thought it was brilliant.
Absolutely. He absolutely took it away.
And the media is not happy about it. The media is talking this morning about how, well, that's not going away. There's going to be hearings. Mm-hmm. I think it went away last night.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure there will be hearings because we have a Congress that likes to waste money on non-issues. But that's another issue, Stan. Bernie Sanders really did take it away. And her answer, as her answers have been, are fairly succinct, whether you care to believe them or not. And yet, she did look very presidential. She's got years and years of experience going through all kinds of tough things, and she answered those questions unflappably and succinctly, and I thought did an exceedingly good job.
And was exceptionally well-rehearsed.
Well-rehearsed.
And this is kind of the last point here. Mm-hmm. The thing that surprised me the most was teleprompter for the opening statement and closing statement. Y'all can't go for 3.5 minutes talking about what you believe in. I thought that was kind of pathetic, but that's just me, and that was CNN, obviously, giving them the ability to do that. But, I think that was where the candidates showed themselves better throughout the debate than before, and we're out of time. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
These days, everything's smart. Phones, cars, even TVs. Now's the time to get the smartest TV, internet, and voice services for your home at $29.99 a month each. The Spectrum Triple Play. Call 844-885-2999. Why is the Spectrum Triple Play so smart? You get all your favorite HD channels free. And all your primetime shows are free on demand so you can watch instantly. Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-885-2999. Get the fastest internet at 60 megabits per second with no data caps. That's 20 times faster than DSL. With a free internet modem and bandwidth to support all those smart devices in your home. Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-885-2999. With Spectrum Voice, enjoy unlimited nationwide calling with no hidden taxes or fees like the phone companies charge you. All for a great price with no contracts. Spectrum TV, Internet, and Voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-885-2999.
Northern Nevada and Northern California's number one area rug cleaning facility is now Evergreen Carpet Care. Our four-step process begins with thoroughly removing all dirt, dust, and lint. Then your rug is expertly and delicately cleaned in our rug washing pool. After the cleaning process, we rinse your rug in our special centrifuge. Then your rug is hung to dry. Evergreen Carpet Care makes it easy with free pickup and delivery of your area rugs.
For expert rug cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
Your destination for the finest Mexican food in Northern Nevada is La Posada Real in Reno and Carson City. Family owned and operated, La Posada Real offers royal accommodations and undeniably the best tasting Mexican cuisine this side of any border. La Posada Real is the place to meet family and friends for great food, great times, and world famous margaritas. La Posada Real in Reno at Longley and McCarran, and now in Carson City at Retail Drive and College Parkway in the Walmart Shopping Center.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes.